Hello and welcome to today's episode of the 49ers Unrestricted Podcast. I'm Timmy Gibson here with my co-host, Daniel Bigelow. Daniel, how you doing this fine Monday morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just swell. It is the Monday morning after the NFL draft, and that is what we're going to be talking about today. A lot of fun things happened throughout the draft. I don't even know how many trades there were throughout the entire weekend, but I feel like it had to have been a record. I feel like every notification I got was some team traded up, some team traded up. And the Niners traded up a little bit, not as much or where I would have liked. So we'll get into that here, but some exciting things throughout the NFL draft. And in the first few picks, not a lot of shockers until we get to number eight, Michael Penix Jr. going to the Falcons. Just had to comment. Timmy and I were just
so weird.
Yeah, that was so confused.
That was weird. However, let not the 49ers fans throw rocks in a glass house today. We've also done this draft was not what we expected for the 49ers. This draft is not what 49ers fans saw coming in. I think it could turn out to be a really good draft, but it's definitely not what we thought we were in for when we got ready for the 2024 NFL draft. So I agree. Falcons drafting Michael Penix is the weird move of the draft. The 49ers with their first overall pick took a wide receiver and didn't trade Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel, which we thought would have been a contingency upon them grabbing a receiver in the first round. I'm glad they didn't trade either of them. I want them on this team for as long as possible. They're both phenomenal players. But I do think it was an unexpected move to take a receiver. So anyway, I say that to say we probably shouldn't criticize the Falcons too bad because the 49ers did some weird stuff too.
Yeah, they did some weird stuff, but like these are whole different ballparks because we did not just spend $180 million on our quarterback for the next 4 years and then go waste a first-round pick on drafting their backup, who I understand he can learn from him, but they're like fine with Penix Jr. sitting 4 or 5 years, they said, and that just seems wild to me that you would spend first-round talent on a guy who's going to sit for 4 to 5 years is what I've seen. And you're right, though. Again, you could even just bring up Trey Lance. We traded 3 first-round picks to hit on a quarterback, and we missed massively. And that's something we can talk about more is the percentage of hit rate on starting quarterbacks. But, yeah, we didn't draft necessarily the position that we would have wanted. I do think that Pearsall was a pretty good receiver left on the board. I think there were a few that I potentially would have rather had, but maybe my mind will change as I watch him in this system, but I get it. We are not, we can point a finger at somebody else, but we still have a few pointing back at us essentially here. So where do we start, Timmy? Where do you want to start? Just what we feel about this first round selection. It's a great place to start.
Yeah, I mean, I think let's just take it round by round. I've got a list of all the 49ers picks up here. I guess before we get into the draft, the other 49ers news that's happened since we recorded. Also in the wide receiver realm, the 49ers did sign 49er legend George Kittle's best friend, Trent Taylor, back to the 49ers. I'm excited. I always liked Trent.
He was
a, you know, reliable receiver, solid punt return option, which is what I'm guessing the 49ers brought him in to compete for that role and kick return with how important NFL kick returns are going to be now after this rules update. But yeah, Trent Taylor's back. That's fun. I always liked Trent Taylor. I don't know that it actually has that much of an impact. We'll see if he cracks the final roster, and that's about all I have to say about that. Any thoughts on that one, Daniel, before we get into the draft? Maybe just a round-by-round review?
Yeah. Do you want to explain that kickoff rule for anyone who doesn't know?
Yes. This is a new update to the kickoffs, basically to increase safety and increase kick returns is kind of what the 49ers are after, right? And so it's going to be – or not the 49ers, the NFL. So the ball will be kicked, and no one on the receiving or kicking team will be able – they'll both be lined up like their scrimmage with just the kick returner back, you know, at the end zone, and then everyone's going to be on kind of the – like the 50-yard line or something like that, and they can't move until the kick returner gets the ball. So it's going to be much more like a – like running so the weird. Ball out of the backfield, except with, you know, a 20-yard head start or something to build up speed. So people think that's really going to increase the opportunity to break a kick for a touchdown, because all you have to do is it's kind of similar to getting through the line of scrimmage. And so some people think in the 49ers world, this is going to lead to maybe Debo and McCaffrey, who are obviously great at shifting through a line of scrimmage and taking off, get returning more kicks, but it really is going to increase the opportunity for returning a kick for a touchdown. So because of that, in this draft, a lot of guys with kick return ability were getting some more eyes, and people are just starting to think it might be seen as a more valuable position here going forward.
Now, can you explain to me how that is going to help with safety? Because I don't quite get that. I guess because it's going to protect the returner. They're not going to be getting lit up right as they get the ball, of course. But I just think with that much room, and yes, they're running more towards like a line of scrimmage as a running back, so to speak, but with quite some steam and still some guys coming down the field once they catch it, I just think that there could, with no blockers. I just think if the returner doesn't make the right move and you have a guy running down the field with no blockers, there could be some more injuries here. So I'm hoping I'm wrong, but in my head, I just don't quite see how this is safer. I do see how it could get more returns, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think I think the safety, Daniel, the concerns, right? When you think about the bad kickoff plays, it's not usually the returner that gets injured, right? It's some guy who's in open space who gets laid out by a block. Those have been the really scary neck back injuries we've seen over the years with the kickoffs. So if I had to guess, and this is purely a guess, I think the safety concern is more with the blockers and the defenders getting downfield, getting into that open space, not seeing somebody and getting laid out at high speed. I think they're more concerned about the 10 other guys on the field or the 21 other guys on the field than the returner. And so keeping them in that tight space where they can't get up to a full head of steam before they get to each other, I'm guessing that's the goal from a safety perspective.
I can get behind that.
But yeah, anyway, Trent Taylor back in the 49ers. George Kittle seemed excited. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
And
how could you not
with
be?
That, let's shift over to the draft. Maybe a quick round-by-round review. But first round, we talked about this. It was not what the 49ers expected, but I've gotten excited about it. It's not what 49ers fans expected, I should say. So the 49ers kind of expected it. But the 49ers took a wide receiver in the first round. They took Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. Kind of a surprising move for sure, but Pearsall recognized as just a really, really crisp route runner. If you've been following the 49ers for a while, that should go ding, ding, ding. Kyle Shanahan likes that, although Dante Pettis was also known as a really, really slick route runner, so who knows. But he was a reliable receiver who is just tough and consistent and can return punts, right? These are all things, you know, Ray McCloud's gone, all things the 49ers want. And even with Debo and Ayuk on the team, could contribute, and Juwan Jennings could contribute really consistently from the beginning. And from there, we'll be able to potentially step into either of those roles. And I think that's what the 49ers thought is at some point, Debo or Ayuk is going to have to move. Let's get younger. Let's get more consistent. David Lombardi of The Athletic was talking about how, you know, we don't see it this way, but Kyle Shanahan really saw receivers fail, not being able to separate other than Ayuk because of injury and stuff being a huge reason they lost that Super Bowl. So I think he really wanted to get younger, get more consistent at the receiver spot. And so they went Pearsall, to the shock of all 49ers fans. At least I was shocked. Daniel, how did you feel when you saw Pearsall come off the board?
So, like, I can understand them going receiver here, but also I didn't like it. Knowing them, I'm not that shocked is why I say that, because I wanted offensive linemen. I saw people the day of the draft, and I was wearing my Niners jersey, Niners hat, and people said, oh, are you excited, yada, yada. And I said, if they don't draft an offensive lineman in the first round, I'm going to cry. Just know that. I did not cry. But I definitely was a little frustrated, and I was confused, but I did better than I thought I would. And that is really because, well, I guess a couple of things. I think that what it boils down to is I trust Kyle and John. They have done some awesome things together. They, believe me, they know what they're doing more than I do. I could not do their jobs as well as they do, so I am going to trust that they're going to make good decisions here, even if it's not what I want. And so there's a couple of things I've seen about Pearsall that I really like, one of them being that C.J. Stroud really wanted the Texans to draft him. Now, that's super cool that a star young quarterback like C.J. Stroud wanted his team to get the receiver we got. I love that. That's great. That gives me confidence. And the things that you already noted about his route running and the similarities he seems to have between Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, he's going to fit right into the system. And so that seems like a great fit. It's just not what I wanted with our first pick.
I have a quote from an internal stakeholder on Ricky Pearsall. That quote is, fire pick, not going to lie. And that comes from Brandon Ayuk. It's what he texted John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan after they took his former teammate at Arizona State, Ricky Pearsall, in the first round. So Brandon's in, at least.
Not gonna lie.
I'll be honest, Daniel, the offensive line didn't bother me as much because those guys were gone. I mean, Amarius Mims was like pick 18, all these guys we talked about. All of those first round level caliber offensive tackles were kind of gone in the first, other than maybe Kingsley Sumatea, thank you.
And that's who I would have been down for.
Out of BYU, went to the Chiefs in the second round. And so clearly the NFL didn't view him as a first-round talent, so that would have been a reach at the end of the first. So we were kind of in that valley of O-line depth, right? That doesn't bother me as much. What really bothers me is that we left Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry sitting on the board. Yep. Those were the two guys that I'm like,
I agree.
Two corners that were supposed to go by now are available. And that really surprised me, I will say. But I think, I don't know, Pearsall looks like a guy who can immediately contribute on the 49ers and develop into someone who could maybe become one of the top two receivers if and when we move on from Ayuk and or Deebo. And so I get it. I see how we got here. I'm in. He seems like a talented guy, and I've decided to be excited about it. But it's not what we expected, and it was a pretty big shock, I will say, to see them go that direction.
I think that's what's so hard, exactly what you just explained is so hard about it, is I do think they got a good player. I think Ricky Pearsall will be a good player, and I don't think we'll be bummed that he's on this team. But I'm wondering if we'll be more bummed about missing out on guys like Kool-Aid McKinstry or Cooper DeJean or even Kingsley Sumatea, if I'm saying that right. Guys like that who were positions that we might have needed more. And we're still at good value, especially those cornerbacks. And so it's hard because do I think it was a bad pick? No, I hear exciting things about Ricky Pearsall, and I'm excited about it. And I think this wide receiver room is crowded, but it's pretty good, and there's a lot of depth. And so that's exciting. But also it's hard to be like, well, I think that could this have been better spent elsewhere? And I can't fully answer that question. I feel like I say yes, you got to prove me wrong. So that's just kind of this tension of the first overall first round pick for us.
Yeah, I agree. Tension is the right way to put it. I think I'm willing to be excited about it. I've also been pretty clear. I'm not always confident in Kyle and John when it comes to the draft. I mean, they've had a lot of bad picks, right? And so I'm not always willing to give them as much benefit of the doubt as you clearly are, which is good for you and maybe bad
for me.
Two words.
Talanoa Hufanga.
Trey Lance. I'm willing to give them much more latitude with their fifth round picks, right? That's where I'm willing to give some latitude. But yeah.
Of course.
Ricky Pearsall, I mean, we'll see, right? He's clearly a talented player. I'm excited to have a new receiver in the building. It's much more exciting from a fan's perspective than bringing in like a developmental offensive tackle, I will say, which we did. So maybe this turns out to be a really good thing. It's clear with this move and not trading, I don't expect, obviously, if you follow through the draft, right? There was all the way up, like Brandon Ayuk might get traded. Suddenly, first round, it comes out. Like, actually, if anyone's getting traded today, it's Deebo. And clearly, the 49ers listened to calls. But I hope they don't trade anyone now, because not trading someone during this draft would have been unwise, right? So it seems like they want to keep these guys. And it becomes really clear to me that this draft is about two things. It's about getting guys who can contribute now, because they want to make one more run with this core before they have to rebuild younger with the Brock contract coming probably next season. And
yeah,
it's also about, yeah, so it's getting guys that can contribute now and maybe contribute later. And Pearsall's someone who can definitely do that, right? He can contribute now and then maybe step into a starring role later. That's what I mean. Contribute now, star later. And
I'm
Pearsall
kind of finding myself.
Is definitely that. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
I'm kind of finding myself feeling silly in this moment of, like, I didn't have as much of a perspective as I think I needed to, in the sense of, I feel like the Niners front office is going to be like, hey, this is our last ride. Not, I don't want to call it last ride, because it's not like they still have studs locked up and they're going to pay Brock. So yes, it's going to be more challenging, but it's not the last ride. But like with this whole core, or it's very much a run it back mentality. Does that make more sense? Because it's not last ride. But it's very much run it back. We're like competing. We're going all in again. And so that makes sense that they feel good about their O-line. I listened to a press conference with John Lynch and George Kittle. Sorry, George Kittle. He spoke at it, but it was mainly Kyle and John.
I'll be honest. I'm more interested in George Kittle's thoughts on the offensive line. So.
Yeah, for real. But they, especially John, is saying, he goes, I know it's a hot topic, our offensive line, but we feel good about it. We feel good about it. I go, I think I'm okay that you say that, but maybe that just makes me think that you're not wanting to address it, or you're holding out hope for Aaron Banks, John Feliciano, Spencer Burford, Colton McKivitz. I don't know. I don't get why they feel so good, and it seems to be no one else does. I know they know the guys and see them working hard in the rooms and that we don't. But that perspective does help me understand this draft a lot more, where they did go get guys that can slide in right now. So I guess that brings us to our next pick, because it's also somebody who that can play right now. The 64th pick of the draft, our second round selection, was of Renardo Green from FSU, cornerback. And he is an experienced college player. He was a starter for at least 2 years, I want to say.
Yeah,
I thought
Florida
I looked that
State.
Up and it said at least 2. Yeah.
You'll see that is a consistent thing with this class, especially with these guys with the pandemic shortened season. Get that extra year. A lot of 4 or 5 years in college guys, which, again, I think points towards that. We want guys who can contribute now. And a very smart move on the part of the 49ers, I would say.
Yeah, especially if you're going in with the intention of win now, 100%. So I think getting a cornerback here is great. Got to be honest, I did not know the name Renardo Green in our draft prep. Seems to be a lower-ranked cornerback, at least in terms of where I was looking and reading and my own personal rankings. I didn't go throughout the whole draft. But I've heard great things about him since we have finished the draft, and it's not just from Niners writers that I've heard good things, so that's super encouraging.
Yeah, that's all I have to say. Seems like a guy who can contribute in the secondary immediately, right? And so I'm really excited about that, and we'll go from there.
What I haven't seen is anything specific about ability to play the nickel. Have you seen anything about ability to play the nickel for Renardo Green?
Yeah, I thought I saw that, but I'm not. I'm not seeing it now. That's what I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm looking for right now, is trying to figure out if he can play the nickel. I thought he could. And so, yeah, I'm seeing some things that he's got the potential ability to.
Okay.
Can add instant value as a nickel is what Bleacher Report says. So that's why they picked him, right? That's
exactly
why they wanted him. The 49ers wanted him to come in and play nickel so that he can contribute immediately and let Lenore hopefully stay on the outside. The 49ers have been trying to get D'Amador Lenore locked in as an outside corner for a while, and maybe Green is the move. I mean, they traded up to get him, right? So I think they did. Maybe they didn't.
Yeah. They did.
Yeah,
a
I
few.
Thought they did.
I feel like every round they traded up a few.
So after this, we have... This was the one where they traded with the Chiefs. The Chiefs traded up one spot to take Kingsley Simatua out of BYU, the offensive tackle, and the 49ers stayed and it went down and took green. Weird move, I think. Daniel and I were talking about how I don't love this because the Chiefs have beaten us in two Super Bowls. They're kind of our ultimate rival right now, and they're trading up one spot. Which, yeah, I feel like we kind of should have refused because the Chiefs are trading up one spot, which is saying we want the guy we think you want. So the only reason this makes sense is if the 49ers didn't want Sua Tagovailoa and they knew that that's where the Chiefs were probably headed, then it's a good smart move. Get some stuff out of them, take the guy you wanted anyway. So, I don't know. Let's hope that's why they did it.
But here's the thing. I wanted Sua Tagovailoa, so I just don't like that they did that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm with you. I understand the pick here. So it's good. I think going cornerback second, I feel really good about that. The only reason I feel less good about it is because we didn't get an offensive lineman in the first two rounds. So,
and that's again, that's where I really turn like to pick. Next in the with the 49ers' third round pick of Dominic Pooney, offensive guard out of Kansas. Really, really versatile guy. Really, really athletic. There's been a lot of stuff going on Twitter about how the short shuttle, if you can get a time in 4.47 seconds or under in as an offensive lineman, it's like a huge mark that you're going to contribute in the NFL. Like all the guys who have done it recently have been like consistent NFL starters. Clearly the 49ers noticed this stat because everybody they pulled in basically on the offensive line had the 4.47 short shuttle, which I found 4.4 short shuttle for Dominic Pooney here out of Kansas. And again, versatile guy, could contribute in a few different spots, could play a little tackle, but everyone kind of sees him as more of a guard. He played mostly tackle in college, but did it all. But it's seen more as a guard or center, and is just an athletic, aggressive dude, which the 49ers love. I think he's a good pick. I think he's going to be someone who could contribute now, maybe as a swing tackle or backup offensive lineman, step in for John Feliciano or something down the line. So I'm excited about it. I think it makes sense.
I think Pooney is actually one of my favorite picks of the entire, at least of the Niners. I think Pooney probably is my favorite Niners selection. And I've read a lot of things from Mel Kiper and some other ESPN guys, and they really like the Niners Pooney pick in the third round.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing, right? If he works out, he completely validates the first two rounds. Like, say he turns out to be a really, really good lineman, suddenly we did the right thing, right? Because as much as we'll complain, oh, we didn't get an offensive line in the first round, there was a bit of a valley. All the first round guys had gone by the 49ers pick. And so I think they do deserve some credit for not reaching for a guy in the first round. And if Pooney turns out to be a contributor, this may have been a really, really good move.
Yeah, so I do agree with that. I think he is going to be able to, whether he starts or not, I'm not too concerned with that. I think he's going to come in and put pressure on the guys to really fight for their spots. And I think he's going to do well. Everything about him, just yet another guy where he's ready to play. And so we love the readiness. Seems like a really, really shifty guy, especially for how large the man is. But again, I don't have enough good things to say about him from everything that I've seen and heard and read. He seems like he's ready to go, and I really like this pick. Easily my favorite pick of the Niners selection throughout this draft.
Yeah. Works for me. All right, let's
do some...
I thought
I had one more note on him, but I don't believe I do.
Let's hit some quick... Oh, yeah, go for it.
I was just going to say, we've already said he's experienced. He can compete at guard and right tackle, potentially even take over this year and next year. But one thing in the conference, the press conference that I watched of John Lynch, he did throw out Jalen Moore's name as the swing role. And I feel like that wasn't like super determined last year. Maybe I'm just late to the game. We like thought of him as that, but I don't know if he was truly labeled that. And so that's kind of the mindset they're going into this year, and I really liked hearing that because I didn't want Pooney to be that role. I didn't want him to come in and they're just like, well, we'll switch him around when needed. No, I want him to truly carve out a role and not start and wait so that he does get a specific role and not have this guy be the swing role. I think getting a rookie and having him step into the swing role is kind of a disservice. I don't know if it's the great preparation for them. So I really liked just hearing that Jalen Moore was more the swing guy than Pooney. And maybe that's just a side note for me, but I was encouraged by that.
No, I agree with that. I think that makes total sense. Yeah, Jalen Moore's been a solid swing tackle for the 49ers for a few years. No reason to push it. The real question is, will Brock Purdy's roommate, Nick Zakelj, stay on the team? Probably not, but I think it's okay because Brock Purdy's married now, and so probably not living with him anymore, although I secretly hope.
I thought Burford was his roommate.
No, I thought he lived with Zakelj and the International Pathways guy. Whose name is escaping me.
Research on Brock Purdy's old roommate.
They might still be living together. Who knows? Maybe Jenna moved in with them. Anyway, I know Brock Purdy's wife's name? I honestly couldn't tell you, but I have that information in my head. Anyway, let's get a few. We're running a little short on time here, but let's get a few quick hits. 49ers took a safety in the fourth round. Already liking it because a lot of people saw him as a third round. 49ers grabbed Malik Mustafa out of Wake Forest. Again, another guy that people were like, hey, good value here. Competitive guy, special teams contributor, and we'll probably get on the field. So I thought it was a great move. The 49ers, I don't know. I kind of trust John Lynch when he drafts safeties. But, Daniel, what did you think of Mustafa?
No, I do agree. I think he is my second favorite pick of the draft. These two picks here I really liked. I'm excited to see him. He was already praising Talanoa Hufanga, watched his film, and was like, dude, he's one of the best erasers in the entire NFL. So I love that. I think he's going to have a good time playing behind Hufanga, Jair Brown, and I can't remember if Gibson is still there, I believe. I'll have to look at that because I just remember him being a free agent, and I don't remember him being brought back or not yet. So maybe it's time for Jair Brown to take over, and Mustafa is the replacement for Tashaun Gibson. But regardless, that's a safety room I feel pretty good about. Wake Forest is a school I like, especially for secondary players. I feel like some decent players have come from there the last couple of years, and specifically like late round guys, because not too many are going in the top. But yeah, I really like Dominic Puni's my favorite. Malik Mustafa is my second favorite pick in this draft.
I'm with you. I'm happy with the pick. I think it makes a lot of sense.
Fifth selection soon after the Malik Mustafa pick, five picks actually, the Niners selected. We had a string of picks here, and they selected running back Isaac Guerrero from Louisville.
Hey, congrats, 49ers, for waiting until the fifth round to potentially waste a pick on another running back.
For real. Not sure really what's going to go on here because they got Christian McCaffrey. I almost said CM McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason and is all still there. And I want to say they got former Packers running back Patrick Taylor. So, and we know they're not going to carry more than four, at least with Kyle Juszczyk, they're not going to.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think, I'll be honest, man, I think he's Elijah Mitchell's potential replacement, right? I think that's what he's here for, is to potentially replace Elijah Mitchell. And he's got the speed, and I think that's what it comes down to, right? He's really, really fast, and that's where the 49ers see him. Mitchell, I think, only has 1 year left on his contract. Mitchell's probably going to make more money somewhere besides the 49ers, going to get more playing time. I mean, remember, he was the starter before McCaffrey came in, and he was great. So he probably wants to go somewhere else where he can play more. So I think this is an Elijah Mitchell replacement, and I really like it. I kid that the 49ers have wasted some picks on running back in the past, but hey, it's not a sixth rounder, so it's not a third rounder, so I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree. So we'll see kind of where he factors in. Sixth pick of the draft for the 49ers, another wide receiver. This is pick number 135. Another wide receiver, Jacob Cowing from Arizona. What do we know about Jacob Cowing, Timmy?
I think another guy who was not expected to go where he did. I think he's another guy who kind of fell to the 49ers, and I like it. Another potential could do well. He's a smaller guy, but he can separate, according to Dane Brugler of The Athletic, and he's going to be dependable, I think. And that's what the 49ers need from their receivers right now, as they try to build out around Purdy.
Yeah, so I don't know how I feel about going another receiver, but a late-round receiver never hurt anybody. And then kind of adding to your point, what you were talking about earlier about this new offensive lineman stat, with the shuffle with the 215th overall pick. The 49ers selected offensive lineman Jarrett Kingston from USC.
Another one kind of similar to Pooney, the short shuttle time fast, I think kind of mm-hmm. fell. And other than the fact that he went to USC, I don't hate it.
I like that.
He needs some coaching, but it's fine.
Yeah, it'd be really cool to see if they can land a couple of late round guys because of this new stat that's coming out. That'd be super cool. Would love to see that. But yeah, we'll see how some of these picks shape out. Rookie camp is in however long. And I think the last note for me is I'm surprised that there was not a single defensive lineman taken. There actually wasn't even a front seven player taken. Like, yeah. We did not take a single defensive lineman,
that's gotta be the
edge
first,
rusher, or linebacker.
That's got to be the first draft under. We did take a linebacker. We grabbed Tatum Bethune out of FSU in the seventh. But it's got to be the first round. There hasn't been an edge rusher or a defensive lineman taken by the Kyle Shanahan John Lynch regime.
Yeah, I guess for some reason on my list I have Kingston as the last pick. That doesn't make any sense.
But yeah, well, that's our last pick. Tatum Bethune. Out of Florida State, linebacker. Might be able to contribute. Okay. Who knows?
Yeah, very late linebacker, but no defensive line or edge rusher is even more shocking than a linebacker to me, except for the fact that Trey Greenlaw could miss significant or will miss significant time or the whole year. But I think they are expecting Devondre Campbell to kind of fill his absence, so maybe they feel like that's already filled. But no tight end either. I know there was a lot of talk about there's some good tight ends at third, fourth round value to not replace George Kittle, but start to learn from behind him because he's getting a little older. Not that his production's going anywhere, but also maybe they really like Braden Willis, and so that could be really encouraging.
Yeah, agreed. Well, I know we've kind of had to rush through it, everybody, but appreciate y'all tuning into our draft recap. Not what we expected, but I think exciting. I feel good about it, and I do trust this regime as much as I joke about it, and I'm excited to watch these guys hopefully contribute this year and down the line. Daniel, any parting thoughts?
Yeah, we'll keep you updated with how we see them doing in rookie camp when that kicks off. Way further down the line, we will predict the roster cuts as they come. And we'll make sure that we're watching for what Kyle and John say in their press conferences and relay that information to you. I think that is something that has helped me as a fan hear what they're thinking, whether it's always fact or not, who knows. But we will continue to relay that information to you. Thanks again for listening in to 49ers Unrestricted.
Yep, yep. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll be back shortly. And as always, stay safe out there.